She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
And I think that's what people need to know, because we're all called differently, right? Some people have it to be, they're called as entrepreneurs. Some are entrepreneurs where we their own corporation that they work for. They're also intrapreneurs there, which means that they're leading within the organizations that they are part of. And people just need to recognize that and know their own giftings enough and not try to, you know, take other people's gifting. Now, going back to what you talked about, because people like you who are consultants, a lot of times they're not valued as much. And especially in the area of nursing, and I'm going to say right out now, I don't want to hear anybody calling me or writing. This is something that I know to be true. Many of our nurses will spend money. They will send money to Africa, send money all over the place. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when it comes for them to kind of pay a consultant to help them figure things out, then they have a problem.
Right.
And I never understand that. With myself, when I finally decided, because for over a year, I went to Saudi Arabia, just went to stay there and do some work, because I was trying to figure out what I needed to do next.
Yes.
And when I came back, I knew that I had gone away from psychiatry for a while, and I needed to plug in. So what I did was, okay, I said, well, I could get free stuff, but free stuff will not really get me into the thrones of thrones where I need to be. So whatever it takes, I'm going to pay a consultant, because when I pay a consultant, that person is going to take me by the hand and push me right into the thrones of the thrones of where I need to be in psychiatry, so that what would take me 2-3 years could take me, I mean, less than that. Mm-hmm. So that what I did was I literally paid, and it was a lot of money. And when I paid, she said to me, she said, you watch. In the first 3 months, you're going to get that money back. I looked at her and said, nah. I said, the math does not work. But I'm fine with it. But that math, it just don't work. And do you know, less than 3 months, I made all that money back. So what am I saying? If you're watching and hearing us now, and you know that you have that, you know, even as a gig economy, right?
Right.
Gig community, you need people around you that know what they're doing.
Right.
And there are times, yes, most times, actually, you have to pay for the real stuff. People they'll give you the peripheral, but don't be expecting them to take you to the throne of thrones.
Right.
With you paying absolutely nothing. Right.
Exactly.
You cannot be wasting people's time. So talk to people who are now excited, watching and listening now. They're probably excited now and say, oh, I'm an artist. Now I know what to do. Oh, I'm a chef. Now I know I can do this. Oh, I'm this. Now I know what to do. Talk to them about the importance of actually, paying a consultant that knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Take them into the thrones of thrones.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think the worst thing that my company has dealt with is someone that have started that didn't have a consultant. Because you have to backtrack, because all this stuff is a mess. So you have to like say, I'm sorry you paid that person that had no experience to help you, because they actually put you behind. So researching whatever sector you want to go on and finding the people, you have to pay for that next level.
That's right.
And if you're not ready to invest in yourself, you're not ready to take on what you're saying you want to take on.
That's right.
Because sewing into yourself to go to that next level is going to be helpful. And that consultant or the right business coach It's not going to do it for you. They'll help you facilitate you through the process, but they're going to help you open doors that
that's right.
You're going to spend months trying to get open because you don't have a clue about who to contact, who to talk to, none of that. They're going to help you through that process, and then they're going to help facilitate the work. One of the things I do, if I give a client work to do, and when we meet the next time they haven't done it, I'm like, you're not ready. I can't be more excited about your vision than you are.
That's right.
You have to be put in the work, but having that person walk alongside you is so critical if you're serious about going to the next level. If you've been working a side gig, if you are a cybersecurity person and you've been doing it a little bit on the side and you're working for a company, and you're ready to go to that next level, you need to get with someone that's already at the level that you want to be at. When I was going through, I would see somebody where I wanted to be. That's who I would go ask to be a mentor to me.
That's right. That's right.
And they would connect me to someone that could coach me and a consultant that would help me go to that next level. I wanted to hear the good, bad, and the ugly.
That's right.
Because all we see on the surface is all the good. You don't know the back end of it. And so knowing all of that is going to help you really get started and not stop. It's going to help you to keep going because you're going to have someone walking alongside you. Just like the word says, write the vision, make it plain. So people can walk alongside you to help you get
that's
to
right.
that.
They can level. Run with it. That's right.
And then you can run with it. But if you're just out there with these blinders on thinking you're going to get there because you just saw somebody on Instagram that has gotten there.
And well,
they how they got there, but you don't know their backstory.
Well, that one can be a whole topic. You hear me?
Exactly.
That can be a whole topic.
Get you a consultant or a coach. It's okay. But I mean, and get the right one. Get the right one to work with. If you're going to go into something in the nursing field, don't get someone that's not even have never worked in that space.
Yep.
Because they are good coach, good consultant doesn't mean they're good in that sector.
They can
help you with the infrastructure, but they can't help you with that sector.
The inner workings of it.
The inner workings of
that's
that.
That's right.
I mean, I can go work with a law firm, and then if a clinic calls me about it, if it's not HR, I can't help them with no nursing. They talking about some medication. I can't help you with that, but I can help you with your HR and your strategy. Then you need to get someone that's in there that has the background experience on the nursing side, the business of nursing. And so people, when you're gifted at it, people see it as easy, just like you said earlier. They see you. When I get up to speak, they're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You just did that so easily. I said, it's because I've been doing it a long time. I didn't just start yesterday.
That's
when
right.
I first started, I wasn't that good, but I had people that I would say, tell me, what did you think about that? Give me some feedback.
People don't
want feedback. I want feedback because you want feedback so you can grow.
So be
teachable and really get the right people and not just, I just keep thinking about that lady you said just left. Not just running out like, I'm going to go do this because it looks easy. It is not easy. I tell
you what, though, with me, I think it also had something to do with age. I just felt like I ain't got no time. All right.
Right.
So I don't have the time to start making mistakes and falling flat on my face. So I'm just going to go get me somebody that is doing exactly what I want to do. And
exactly. So
my consultant owns her own clinics. So she does exactly, she's in the psychiatric industry, she's doing exactly. So and she looked at me when I said, okay, I'm gonna pay you how much, and she looked at me like, really? She said, because you notice how long I have to drag people to pay. I said, you don't have to drag me because I don't have the time. I really don't have the time to fall flat. I've spent my early years falling flat on my face. That part. So
exactly.
Now just show me what. And like you said, it's true, because a lot of times two people will pay and then they think that payment means for them to just sit here and then you do the running
exactly.
for them.
Exactly.
And that don't make sense either, because how are you going to learn? With her, she just told me, these are the things that you need to do. These are the paperwork. This is this. I'll see you the next time. And before the next time comes, You better believe it. I'm done with my homework. I'm exactly. done with my homework. And I say, okay, yes. Then she said, oh, wow, this is fast. Okay, do this. So that when I first opened my first clinic within 3 months, everybody was shocked. I said, you don't have to be shocked. I'm not shocked because I knew what I was doing behind.
You put the work in. Yes.
I just didn't tell you all, but I know what right. I was doing behind the scenes. I was working. I was exactly. doing what I needed to do. And a lot of times you go on Facebook these days and people know who you are. They know what you do. And they just want to get that free thing from you. And they'll be asking you all things. I said, look, it's fine. I can give you those stories, but you better believe it. I'm not going to take you to the throne.
Exactly.
And if you want to go to the throne, you better find yourself somebody who can really take you to the throne. Someone that you can pay and let them do, take you, walk you through it so that you can avert a lot of mistakes mm-hmm. that you would do by just going on Facebook and Instagram and getting all this.
I know
ideas from everybody.
Exactly. I have one client that I work with. She does contracts with DIDD, with adults with intellectual disabilities, and she's working, opening all these homes. And she was one of my clients. And so I worked her through. It was a lot. It's you know, if you're dealing with government paperwork and you're dealing with getting reimbursed, it's a lot. And so she paid for that for me to help her do all of that. And now she has several homes in Nashville getting ready to buy more. And then someone else was watching her and they reached that. You know how they do. They reached out, but they're not wanting to pay nor put in the work. I was like, I said, you need to go talk to Esther and just ask her about what all she did to get to where she is.
That's
she put
right. in the work.
I'm not doing all of that work. She put in the work. And people see how well you're doing and they think it's easy. It's a lot of work. And getting that consultant that can walk with you through that process, open the doors for you, make the introductions, paperwork you're going to spend a year trying to find and connect to, that person knows that they've done it. They have done it. Exactly. Exactly.
They have it.
It is not easy, whether it's a side gig you're taking full time or you've been working in a sector and you want to start your own, get you a consultant if you want to do it right.
When we look at because as we wrap up, I want us to do that three words in your book that actually, you know, I think we should do this again because your book, because I'm just on page 24, y'all. Just page 24. And the hour is almost gone. And I'm just on page 24.
Yes.
So I want to talk to you about this culture, business, politics, because I was just thinking about what is going on globally now.
Yes.
And let's take America, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible to ignore politics in everything that we do right now. Be it work, be it home, health, business, you cannot close your eyes and not even see the impact of politics. Right. Even in this gig economy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And in your book, you talk about the biggest factors that impact the gig economy. And you talked about culture, mm-hmm. you talked about business, and you talked about politics. Can you break those three down for us? Because I got to know this.
Yes. So let's start with culture. Culture, everybody, I feel, won't fit into the culture of the gig economy. Because some people want more structure. They want to work in corporate. They want that standard position. And so they will struggle in a traditional culture of work because they want the flexibility to do other stuff.
Yeah.
The opposite with someone that loves the gig economy and just want to do side work or want to do what their creative giftings. And they are trapped in the traditional setting.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at drfumipsychdnp.com and pobpsychiatry.com.